Welcome to Another Day Above Ground, a show for, by, and about baby boomers. It's the podcast for people who have no idea how to download a podcast. And now, here's your host, Dale Irvin.
Well, welcome, baby boomers across the globe, and welcome to Another Day Above Ground, the podcast designed just for you. And boy, have we got stuff to talking about being another day above ground. But before we even get started, let me introduce my partners on this broadcast. First, from the state of Indiana, the Aristotle of comedy, Mr. Tim Slagle.
Well, it looks like we're going to spend Easter with everyone wearing a mask. So to make up for it, I'm going to be handing out eggs at Halloween.
That's a very good idea. And joining us from the mile high city of Denver, Colorado, the distaff side of our podcast, the lovely Carolyn Strauss.
And I had a thought along those lines, Tim. What if they took the stockpile of masks that supposedly exist somewhere and hid them inside those little plastic eggs and just dropped them out of airplanes and helicopters all over the country? And if you can find a mask, you live.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. And I'm thinking, too, there's got to be chocolate bunnies going to be on sale after Easter because nobody can go out and get them now. So I'm looking forward to that. Well, as you've gathered by now, we're talking about this Corona COVID-19 virus that is just running rampant across the universe. And, we're the ones that it's targeting. It's people in our age group that this virus is targeting, damn it, and we're going to fight back and do something about it. First thing we can do is wear a mask. Are you guys wearing masks?
I'm with the president. It's voluntary. I choose not to wear a mask.
It's okay. I'm never with this president. So I am repurposing my clothing. I'm wearing super high turtlenecks and pulling them up over my face. They're cotton, they work.
I've noticed though, if you're watching TV, all the talking heads have their virtue signaling masks on, that they're all showing that they're CDC compliant, but they're all wearing them around their necks.
Okay, let me tell
you
why.
Apparently they don't want to obscure their pretty face.
No, it's not that. Listen to me without the mask, and now listen to me with the mask over my face. It's not quite broadcast quality.
But if it's just information you're trying to get through, I understood exactly what you said through your turtleneck.
Which is more than I can say for the president, because I never understand what he's saying, no matter what he's wearing.
So
I don't want to listen to the president's turtleneck, thank you.
No, but his turtle anything. And no, I'm actually thinking, though, this mask thing is the ultimate diet plan. I'm thinking if I wear a mask 24/7, I will lose a couple pounds during this corona apocalypse.
There you go. And the thing that everybody's doing now to try and combat this, the feeling of loneliness and being locked up inside your house is Zoom. It's a teleconferencing that you know about it, don't you, Carolyn?
I do. And although I have a fear of being boxed in. And when I see myself in that little teeny box on the computer, I just want to scream and push the edges out. Because I want to play big, and I'm 2 inches by 2 inches, and that's just not okay. I mean, I know you guys are used to being 2 inches by 2 inches, but I'm not.
I wish. But yeah, it's all these little squares. I've said that it's the demon spawn of the Brady Bunch and Hollywood Squares. I mean, I just really hate it.
I was on one with 300 people. It was a class. It had 300, so it was 10 pages of these little teeny boxes of people. And I started playing do you remember the memory game from when we were little, where you would, you have a granddaughter now, Dale, you'll be playing that with her soon enough. And she'll be playing it with you because it's your memory we're worried about. But remember when you used to match like a card to a card with, they both had face down, right? You had to remember which one was where. I'm like doing this thing. There were 11 pages of people, 300 people. I'm like, who would go best with who? And I was trying to partner people off while I'm watching this class.
So you were playing, you were playing matchmaker memory.
Yes!
So you had 3 pages? So I mean, that's not really convenient if you've got to scroll through the pages to find
11
out who's
talking.
11 pages
of people, 300 people.
At that point, the purpose of it seems kind of worthless.
Yeah, no, it was a class. I mean, the information, like you said, you can hear the information through my turtleneck. I can hear the information if there are 300 other people listening.
Right, but the reason of having 300 other faces on the, I mean, I could see the person doing the lecture. I can imagine seeing them, and I could see why 300 people would want to be hooked up, but I have no idea why the rest of the class
because the lecturer's got somebody taking attendance. That's what they're marking them off, seeing who's in and who's not. I just read a story. It was a legal seminar that was being given over Zoom. And as they looked through all the people on there, they caught 2 people having sex. on camera while they're listening to the seminar.
Were they in the same room?
Yeah, I wonder if they were on the same page, I hope.
It seemed to be, you know, they seemed to agree on most of the stuff. But they had these 2, and they caught them, and they apparently forgot that they were on camera in addition to watching the camera, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing, what's going to happen? You know, the lecturer's up there going through the lecture, then all of a sudden he hears, "That's what she said." And he goes, "All right, who said that? Scroll, scroll, scroll. I'm going to find you. Scroll, scroll, scroll." Number 173. Are you smirking? What's so funny? You think that was funny? 173?
Yeah, so I've actually double protected myself. So yes, I know you can turn off your camera during Zoom things. I even have one of those little devices that you slide over that covers your camera, because I'm not gonna slip, you know, by accident, like you leave the room and go do something. I mean, there are stories about people taking their computers into the bathroom with them so they don't miss anything. Of course, nobody else is missing anything anyway. So I have a little camera cover. See, I'll show you guys, because we do this. See, look, the little camera slides over.
I'm glad you spent money on that. I'm still using black electrical tape.
Yes, that works too. I used to use a Post-it, and now I have a little slidey thing.
I have a headshot with a very intently interested expression on my face. So it appears like
that's the Jetsons. Don't you remember? This is so Jetsons. Remember when we were little?
Yes.
Remember the Jetsons? And they used to have that screen that came down. And she used to, Judy Jetson, when she couldn't get her hair and makeup done, she'd hold up a headshot in front of her. That's how I feel like I want to live my life now.
Was it a headshot, or was it a glass screen with lipstick and eyeshadow on it?
Oh, that would have been, that's a genius idea.
I think that's what she used, yeah.
Now there's an invention for you.
But yeah, when we were kids, the telephone with pictures, that was the thing. You know, I remember when I was a little kid, my brother was in the Navy, and he would call home on our one phone, which was hung on the wall in the kitchen, the way it's supposed to be. And we'd all have to gather around that one phone. There was no speaker. There was just everybody's ears pressed against that phone. And now,
pressed against that, the ear pierce on the cord, and then you'd all have to take turns standing at the phone to talk.
Exactly. And then we got an extension phone. That opened up a whole new world. And but now FaceTime, you can call somebody on the phone and they're right there in front of you. So it's amazing.
I think I told you the story when I was somewhere, I don't know, I think it was with the woman who does my waxing. God, I miss her. Anyway, so I think I was with her, and she was talking about her little niece who was trying to FaceTime with her, and the camera wasn't working, but she could hear her voice. And this 2-year-old hands the phone back to her mom and says, "Mommy, the phone's broken," because she couldn't see her. Like, this child is now used, you know, life is. They only know a phone that you can see a person.
They only know a phone with no cord. They only know a phone that, you know, no longer in existence in, or we only know a phone, the payphone, you know, is no longer in existence.
I just read that they finally took the last payphone out of New York City, I believe.
Yeah, well, it had the coronavirus, so they had to get rid of it, you know.
It was the source. Did I mention this? This is the funniest thing. I'm at the grocery store the other day, and they have these vending machines in the foyer there in between the outdoor and the second door. And this guy comes through with a mask on, of course. He's wearing a mask, and he checks the change hole in every vending machine in the foyer.
Was he wearing gloves when he did it, though?
It's the most ridiculous thing I saw. Well, I thought it was, and then till the other night, I'm at the drugstore, and I see a millennial come out, and she's got a mask on, and she gets in her car and fires up her vape.
Oh my gosh!
Good to keep that bad stuff out of your lungs, sister. Thanks for wearing the mask.
It's yeah.
But they're saying now that millennials and Gen Xers are taking this like more seriously than we are, because they, you know, they're used to doing everything on the computer anyhow. They figured out how to get their friends and everything on the computer, and they're hunkering down, and people our age are going, you know, I don't have that many years left. I want to go see my friends. I got a pinochle game on Thursday. I ain't missing it, you know. So I don't know, but they said that, and they also said that they're taking it more seriously because a lot of them are in the sandwich generation, taking care of both their own children and their parents.
Wasn't that us 10 years ago, though?
Yes,
I mean,
it
didn't
was.
They say that about? I was reading that, and I'm like, wasn't that just us? I guess our parents are dying off, unfortunately. Yeah. So we only have one generation. And I also read in that, I think it was that same article, Dale, that. Baby boomers aren't taking it seriously because we all think we're younger than we actually are. None of us actually feel as old as we are.
Oh, yeah. You know, that is a really good point. When they first said, you know, older people have to protect themselves, so make sure you stay inside if you're 60 or over. It's like, wait a minute, you said... Older people. I'm not older people.
My parents are older people. I'm not older.
Yes. Walk a mile in another man's orthopedic shoes and you'll know what it's like. You know? Yeah, we don't think we're old, but damn it, we are. You know, I'm a lot closer to the finish line than I am to the starting gate. And it's life. But what we're celebrating today is another day above ground. But let me go over to Japan for a second. This story that Tim found of a Japanese high school where they had their graduation ceremony, but because they're very innovative over there, instead of having any students there who could contract a virus, they had all robots with like iPads where the head is with the student's face on there. I mean, we're becoming a generation of robots.
Oh, yeah, like they can't contract a virus. They're probably saying, oh, yeah, put us on the front lines and let us catch malware.
But, you know, and I wonder if things like, you know, if funerals are going to be like that. I would, you know, I wouldn't mind being a robot at my own funeral, you know.
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice to not have to show up at your own funeral? That would
exactly.
Be nice.
Jeez, don't I look like myself?
I would actually love that for everything. I would love just to be able to send a robot out and do all the go to the BMV. I mean, wouldn't that be nice if your robot could actually just sit there and wait those 3 hours to get your driver's license?
It's time to me. I'm a robot.
I mean,
that would be cool.
All the stuff you don't want to have to do, baby showers and funerals.
We can't make it, but we'll send our robot.
Rosie from the Jetsons is looking better and better now.
Exactly. That's where we're going, you know.
Wait a minute. What if we had to pick what kind of robot we were going to be? Right? Because there's all kinds of robots now. So I'm definitely not a Roomba because I hate to clean. So I would definitely not have my face on a Roomba. Definitely not. I think I'd be one of those little yappy dogs that you turn on and it goes, arf, 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 and then it flips over and then it keeps walking. That's the kind of robot I would be.
I don't care what I am, as long as it's got a beer can opener on it. That's all.
The hand is made of a beer opener. It's a little claw.
They got, you know, the New York City is, or New York State actually, is getting hit the hardest by this. And it's really, I would imagine, because that's where everybody lands when they're coming from another country. And then they just went forth and infiltrated and spread the coronavirus. But well, now they're saying.
There's actually another reason, Dale. I think it's more than just the fact that they're a port to the world. They don't drive cars. They go into a stinky train and hold on to bars and straps.
Very true.
I mean, it's mass transit is
it's the only way to get around. I lived there for 20 years. I mean, I took the subway 4 or 5 a day, and I am so grateful right now that I don't live in New York City anymore. I really am.
Yeah, there's no way. I mean, they're crowded. There's no way you can get on there and clean them. I mean they're constantly crowded. So I mean, it's gloves and masks, I guess.
And then they all live in apartments and in high rises and stuff to keep 6 foot apart. What are you using, the elevator one at a time? I mean, and have it cleaned in between. I mean, you know, that's not very good. But they're concerned about having possibly so many deaths that they're saying they may bury them in a public park if the morgues are full. And I'm thinking, you know, that's not good. That's gonna
pizza rat is hungry. Come on.
Oh man, yeah, buried him in a public. Come on, honey, let's go and have a picnic over here on these fresh graves.
I think Uncle Joe's somewhere near here. Let's go hang out with Uncle Joe.
As long as it's not a dog park.
Oh, imagine the digging up of the dogs would have.
Well, we wish them the best of luck with any of that, but, you know, what the hell? I just don't know what it's going to do to the future. I'm very concerned. You know, the stock market is coming back, and then it's going down, and it's coming back, but I think business will recover somewhat, but not small business. There's going to be a lot of people out of business, and, time for us to go in and buy them out.
I read a story today. So there's a restaurant that's been around. The owners have been around in the Denver area for more than 30 years. There's a restaurant called Racine's, which serves really good, mostly vegetarian food. I've been going there since I moved here for more than 15 years. And they used to own a restaurant called Good Friends, and then Dixon's, and now Racine's. And the owners are now 70. They're boomers. They're just 70. And they decided that they're closed right now, Corona apocalypse. And if they open up again, they are going to work until January 15th, 2021. They're going to thank everybody in the community. They're going to close their restaurant and sell the perfect piece of land that they bought and built their restaurant on. There is going to be another 30-story high rise right near downtown Denver. And it's brilliant for them. They're boomers. Wow. They're done.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So, yeah. I mean,
in a good way. They're done in a good way.
Yeah,
when we get to be a certain age, you know, we take that differently. He's done.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I've noticed, I've talked to a lot of people that were on the cusp of retiring.
Yep.
And for them, this has been a trial run. And a lot of them are going, I don't like this. I thought
it's different when you can't go anywhere. You know, I basically retired last year, and I couldn't have picked a better time because the business I was in went down the toilet. But it depends upon how you look at it. If you have a side hobby, if you have something else to do, that's good. But if you're just going to sit around all day and eat donuts and watch reruns, that's not good.
It's, I remember I was at the hardware store a few years back, and I was talking to a gentleman there, and he said, and he, I think they announced out front that he was retiring. And I said, well, I'm going to be sad to see you go. He goes, are you kidding? He goes, I bought this kit plane about 20 years ago, and it's still sitting half finished in a hangar. And he said, you know, the only way I'm ever going to, he goes, I don't have 20 years left. So the only way I'm ever going to see that plane in the air is if I retire.
That's why people coming around. Yeah, I had a guy, bid on putting some new windows in. He said, these windows have a 30-year guarantee. I said, look at me. I don't look like I'm going to give a crap a 30-year guarantee. You got one with a 5-year guarantee? I'll buy that and take my chances.
It's funny. I actually called my mortgage company thinking maybe they have a deal going on and maybe I can get a better deal because I've never, this is my first house that I've ever owned. You know, I've rented my whole life. I mean, I grew up in a house, but once I became a grown up and moved to New York City, yeah, no, I've been renting. So I called the mortgage company and they're like, well, you're going to have to start again with another 30-year mortgage unless you want to pay some ridiculous amount for closing. And I'm like, no, I'm not committing to anything for 30 years. There's a reason I'm not married. There's a reason I'm just not doing it.
Well, yeah, but what you can do is you can get a 30-year mortgage, and so you'll get that nice 30-year low interest, and then just double your payments and turn it into a 15.
But wait a minute. But I thought if I double it, it still doesn't take down the monthly payment if you double your payments, right?
No, it goes against the principal. So you can actually, if you double your payments, you can pay off a 30-year mortgage in like 10 years.
Wow. And how am I going to pay that off given that I have no work right now? Okay. We need you guys to sponsor this podcast. Okay. We need a sponsor right now.
People out of work. That's the new name of this podcast. Three old people out of work.
I'll tell you what. Yeah. You give me a break on my mortgage and we'll mention your company and 24 people every single week.
That's what we need. We need a mortgage company to sponsor us. That's what we all need.
Have you found anything hard to obtain at the local store because of all of this? Like my daughter's having a hard time finding diapers.
Wow.
Yeah, how about even you, online Dale? And everything. I'm still fine. I got a lot of t-shirts, so I still use that and a plastic garbage bag I cut holes in for my legs. So I'm still good with that, but yeah, for the baby, I guess it's hard to find diapers anymore.
I've always been a borderline prepper. I've always when there's stuff on sale, ever since I moved out of the city, anytime I have ample storage space, anytime I find something on sale, I buy a lot of it. So I have this area of the house I call the bomb shelter, and I've always said, if something goes bad, I thought it was about a month, but I think it was closer to 2 months. And in fact, it might even be longer because here we are a month into this and there's like, I haven't even put a dent on the stuff. I've got everything. I got toilet paper. I've got canned meat. I've got cheese that you can store on a shelf. I've got pasta. I've got pasta sauce. I've got beans. I've got... You knew it.
I'd like some of that cheese you can store on a shelf.
You can store Cheese Whiz on a shelf, can't you? Is it cheese in a can? Do you remember that?
No, it's Velveeta. Oh, yeah. It's actually
aerosol cheese.
It's a block. It's a block of, you can store Velveeta on the shelf.
Wow.
Yeah.
Velveeta isn't cheese.
Cheese-like.
It's a cheese-like. Whatever. You mix a half a loaf of Velveeta with two cans of condensed canned milk and a box of pasta, and it makes the best macaroni and cheese.
I'll be darned. There's our little tip for you folks today who are looking, say, I need to make something with crap I've already got in the cupboard. So you think Velveeta with what? Milk? Velveeta
with canned milk
and macaroni.
Canned milk and macaroni. That's all you need to do. Yep.
Oh, my God. And we're talking about flattening the curve. I have just expanded curves on my hips listening to you. My curves have just expanded like you would not believe.
Well, are you still going to the store, Carolyn? Are you still shopping and doing all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, last night went down to a restaurant, did takeout of fajitas, got chicken and steak fajitas, and they, you know, brought them right out to the car. It was great. So I'm not going often. And I'm only saying that because my mother might listen to this. No, Mom, I'm not going out at all. Yes, I'm going to the store.
Like that's the worst thing your mother would have heard on the show about you.
Oh, everything else my mother knows. No. Everything else. Hi, Mom. Everything else my mother knows. This worries her, right? All of my other behaviors don't worry her at all. Going to the store now worries her.
Yeah, she wasn't worried about you catching something before.
Never. Hey, I was going to say I know how to mask up, but that's a different conversation.
Jeez. Yes, and a virus for another day. Well, you know, I'm having everything delivered because my daughter is so paranoid about this whole thing that she doesn't want me going anywhere because I'm over, you know, the allowed age, so I will come home dead. And so, yeah, I'm having groceries. I'm getting used to this everything delivered, you know. Even the liquor store delivers. The milk driver delivers. It's a beautiful thing. I may never leave my house again.
What about your dealer?
That... It happens, and it's a delivery of sorts. My auto dealer will deliver a new car. My auto dealer will meet me. No, everything's legal, and the legal shops are open.
How does that work? Yeah. How does that actually work in Illinois? If you actually buy from an off-brand supplier, is it okay as long as you send in a check to Springfield?
I don't know. I've never really voluntarily sent in a check to Springfield.
Yeah, call up. Yeah, that's a great idea. Call up the local authorities and say, hey, you know, I can't really get out of the house, and the cannabis store doesn't deliver. So is there just a? Can you just tell me how much tax I have to pay on that to make it legal?
Well, speaking of taxes, so it's tax day in a week or two or soon. Or whatever.
Actually, at the rate I've been editing these, it might have been last week.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually been moved up to like July 15th or something.
So do we not have to even pay like it used to be that you didn't have to file in April, but you had to pay whatever it is that you owed. But I haven't gotten any of my paperwork to my accountant. Do I need to do that?
No, I believe you've got till July.
Yeah, I think they delayed the payment until July 15th. There was some discrepancy about that. I think the president said, you know, we're not gonna make you pay until July. And then the IRS said, oh, he doesn't have the authority to do that. So.
Yeah, I don't want to know what the fantasy is, what the president said. I want to know what's actually true. Hmm. So.
I believe, you know, we canceled, or not canceled, it was canceled for us, our appointment with the accountant until, I think, May sometime is the next one we set up, possibly.
Hmm. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because I can't make an appointment with my accountant. I can't go see him.
This is the time to hide your money. I've been watching Ozark, man. This is the time to hide your money. Because it's coming. And what else is coming is the end of this show. I really appreciate everybody for listening. Please encourage all your friends to follow us and listen to us. Visit our website, which is anotherdayaboveground.com. And there you can leave us a message and let us know if you'd like to be on the show. Other than that, we're trying to stay indoors. We're trying to stay healthy. Carolyn, any last words for our fans?
Well, yeah, I wish this was on video because I want to show you guys my thumb. See all these colors on my thumb? I tried long wearing lipstick, and I tried it on my hand, and I can't get the stuff off. So that might be the solution for this next month is Lip Sense long wearing lipstick. It never comes off. At least it never comes off your hand.
I could suggest a way to make sure your boyfriend isn't cheating on you.
Which is?
Well, just draw the line.
Well, I'll let that lipstick on him wherever you can find available. Yeah, I think that's a good thing. Tim, any last words?
Yeah, you want more information on me and my other podcast, Rule of Three with Ben Washburn and Tim Slagle, Just go to my website, timslagle.com.
And I'm going to ask you to visit daleirvin.com, sign up for the Friday Funnies, which is a written and a video review of the news every week. And that's just, what did I say, daleirvin.com. Yeah, that's still my website. It hasn't changed. Anyhow, thank you all for being with us. Remember, it's a good day because it's another day above ground. We'll see you next week.
And that's it for another day above ground. For Dale, Tim, and Carolyn, I'm Farad Muhammad. Thanks for listening.